certain year, time of year, and that tree would die. And the next year you could stick a match to it, and of course you could farm all around it, and it was green, it was dead, you know, and it wouldn't hurt your farming, but you got burners standing right there. Mm. Burners all up, the limbs would fall, you could pile them around the stumps, and it was a big job to clear land. But now they give us, you could buy land them days for, I don't know, well, wouldn't have to pay $100 an acre for it. It'd bring $500 or $600 an acre now.
Did you all around the stumps then?
All around the tree.
Where the roots get up and the...
All around the green tree, you know, if it wasn't good for good enough to for log that you could put on the market and load on a train, on a car, a flat car. Mm-hmm.
And you plow around the and dig up the roots, or
no,
or
no,
you wouldn't.
Let them rot. Now that poison would rot the whole stump.
It would.
And the stump, the roots would rot. But if you just cut the tree down and leave the stump there, that stump would stay there for years. But this poison you put on it would kill the whole stump at all. And I've seen it, the roots, you know, where the roots run out from the tree, they see them burn right on down in the ground in dry weather.
Dried out.
How's that?
They really get dried out.
It would kill it.
You mentioned having mules and horses, both.
Well, no, sir, not much. We had horses for the surveys, buggies, and saddle horses. We had mules for the farm labor.
I see. But in town, you had mostly horses.
On horses, yes, sir.
To go back to the farm, you had a barn? And,
yes, I had a big barn.
Did you keep the hay?
Yes, to keep the hay in there. Keep the hay up in the barn.
Did you have it upstairs?
Yes, upstairs, and it was built down a way you could see. It was I can't do much drawing, and this was right. See, the barn be full of hay. Now your troughs would be down here. You'd run your rafters down here, get up and throw your hay in there, and it'll drop on down to the right on down to the trough. I don't know why I can't draw anything. It says upstairs here, where the hay is, you throw the hay in this rack, and it'll come down here, and the mule could have your corn in here, and he could reach up here and eat his hay.
Oh, I see.
He'd reach up there and eat his hay, he'd pile it down in there, just get up there with a fork, it's just loose hay, and,
What would you call that, a loft, or what?
Loft, a hay rack, this is what they call a hay rack, this was a trough, we call it a trough, that's a manger.
Uh-huh.
But the hay didn't come all the way down to the mule would get his head in under here to eat, and stand back and reach the pan and eat his hay, you see.
Yeah, I see. And this would be the loft?
That would be the hay loft, like this is right here. That's what that is. Here's these rafters coming down. Here, these, I call them rafters. Look like rafters, but that's bad enough for mule to get his mouth in and pull the hay down.
I see.
And if his hay wasted, it would fall in that trough to send it for, and then he could eat it out of there.
Did you ever have a hay rack out in the field?
Oh, yes, I had a hay rack, and we'd just make a hay rack.